you. You're my wildest dream. I could give it all up, still have everything. But when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose.
Chris Jansen here at 98Q Country. That is All I Need Is You. And I'll tell you what, all I need is a little black pug, and that is exactly what I have over my shoulder. Joel has returned to the 98Q Country studios with Billy the Pug. We're going to see if we can... There we go. Austin's got a microphone. We're going to get up to Billy. That's Billy. Oh, he's so adorable.
You can't snort on command. Sorry.
No, I mean, but I bet if you just give him enough time, he certainly will find his way there. Oh, Billy's such a good boy, isn't he? Joel, welcome back to the studio.
We are just
closing out a couple items at the noon mark. I hear a phone ringing, so we'll wait to make sure that's not a last-second bid coming in, but we've got some items that are going to be marked red here that I think got a couple updated bids here and there. Yeah, let's mark these as red. The Double D's buy one, get one free pizza is closed out. The Modder's Bourbon Flair Maple Syrup, closed out. Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, the first of two, closed out. There is still another Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce there up for grabs. Dog-themed metal sign, closed out. And the Winterwoods Basket, the first of three, closed out. All right, three items here on the 98Q Country Shopping Show. We did not quite get to that $4,000 mark we were shooting for, but we did hit $3,564, the updated number at the moment. I wonder, we should probably update that thermometer sign we've got in the front yard. For a while, we weren't quite at the number that was. Joel, we've got to get some red tape out on that sign. All right, we've got, and are we by name here?
Sure.
All right, shout out to George Faltanowski, who just so kindly, generously stopped in and donated $100 to Katkins Animal Rescue. We'll update the sheet. Brings us to $3,664. Some of that might have been Billy. we'll get that bidding sheet updated here on 98qcountry.com. Click the bid updates button that you'll find on the Katkins fundraiser page. Thank you so much to George for that generous $100 donation. $3,664. We got darn close. I'm still optimistic about where we'll land for the day, though we do still have a couple items highlighted in blue. Go through, look at those items highlighted in blue. There's all the room in the world. Throw $5 on there. I'm going to in about 20 minutes if nobody else does.
Absolutely.
I didn't have plans to put in a pet door, but I do have two pets and several doors. And I can do the math. We can get this done.
You can solve some problems.
I'll get a great deal and donate to Katkins in the same move. So beat me to it. I want to be beaten to the punch. 98qcountry.com, Katkins fundraiser at the top of the page. Click on bid updates. I'm guessing, Joel just went poof. I thought he might want this chair back. But
he's such a tall guy, he vanishes very quickly.
That's fair. That's a fair characterization. I think that's one of those unforeseen skills when you jump into the world of radio. You learn how to walk quietly, for better or worse. End up sneaking up on people left and right.
Or maybe he's just walking carefully because Billy.
Fair enough. Now we got Billy the Pug here. He'll be hanging out. We'll hear from Toby, the station dog. I imagine Rich will bring him by at some point, but no rush, of course. We've got a leisurely day, and we're only halfway through the Katkins Animal Rescue Broadcast Marathon on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, or through the Civic Media app. Joel, you with Billy is just unlike you any other time. I love that guy.
He's my boy.
Joel, I don't expect you're going to want this chair back as long as you've got a dog, right? The perfect distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Your perfect distraction could be waiting for you at Katkins. KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. Let's dive back into a little bit more country music. We'll set our sights on some other closeout items. Check your quilts. One of the most popular items to bid on today.
Still got that Lego set rolling around, too.
There's a Lego set. There's a wildlife print with a criminally low bid on it.
And yeah. That wildlife print, you got to see it, honestly.
Where are we? Let me find wildlife print. It's item 57. It's $35 currently.
What's the value on that one? What was it, like $250? I think
something
the value
like
was?
That. It is a beautiful print.
It is well worth every dollar.
At home, in any home with Northwoods decor of any kind, it's a print of pheasants taking flight over some gorgeous snow drifts in some winter woods.
And it's in its own frame.
Take a look at the picture, 98qcountry.com. Katkin's fundraiser at the top of the page, number 57. The wildlife print is only $35 right now. We're going to give you a little bit of George Strait. Amarillo by Morning's coming up right away. We'll have a word from local sponsors and check back in just a couple minutes with you here on 98Q Country.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Country. You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay, you never thrown it in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl, let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills, let me show you. You ever been so into somebody, still lying there when it comes back up? Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield,
laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. Was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and rocking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? A little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn. Nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, a smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course, you can't fence time and you can't stop love. When her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, a plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Country.
Time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans that are tailored to you 100% online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. No hidden fees and no membership fees. Get started at forhers.com/afford today. That's forhers.com/afford.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The state of Virginia says it will appeal a federal court's decision on the state's efforts to purge voter rolls.
A federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, has ruled the Commonwealth cannot continue scrubbing its voter rolls of non-citizens. That Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed his order too close to the election. Federal law says there must be a 90-day quiet period in which systematic purges aren't allowed. Activists argued Youngkin's move has affected more than 1,600 people, including some who say they were unlawfully taken off the rolls. The judge has ordered them all back on. Youngkin insists his move was legal, and he'll appeal.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A New Mexico judge dismissing prosecutors' efforts to reinstate involuntary manslaughter criminal charges against Alec Baldwin over the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. The judge says the state did not raise new evidence in its amended motion. And the majority of the states are facing drought conditions, including the Northeast, where the threat of fire is up. This is ABC News. New satellite photos show a grim assessment of the Amazon rainforest, what some people call the world's lungs. Wildfires have swept through the Brazilian jungle, destroying an area the size of Switzerland. Experts say the rainforest will take decades to recover from that. One African nation is on the brink of famine.
2 years into Sudan's civil war, the number of those in desperate need of assistance now in the millions. A joint statement from UNICEF, the United Nations Humanitarian Children's Agency, and UNHCR, its refugee agency, sounding the alarm as access to basic services such as water, healthcare, and shelter break down. The UN estimates 13 million people in Sudan are facing acute food insecurity, 14 regions on the brink of famine. Close to 4 million children under 5 projected to suffer from acute malnutrition this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
World Series begins in Los Angeles tonight. Game 1, the Dodgers versus the New York Yankees. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermate, and here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons, and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, yeah, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh.
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James Jim A. Setterman, age 80 of Park Falls, died peacefully at home on Sunday, October 20th. He is survived by his two children, Dana Lynn Fisher of Park Falls, and by James Setterman of Shakopee, Minnesota. Survived also by one granddaughter, and by his former wife, Patty Skamorowski of Phillips, and by his brother, Jerry Setterman of Park Falls, also survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation to be held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service on Saturday, November 2nd at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Jim A. Setterman, age 80, of Park Falls. Thomas A. Smith, age 84 of Park Falls, died on Monday, October 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Annalise of Park Falls, by his six children, Susan Koshak of Park Falls, by John Smith of Park Falls, Pete Smith of Park Falls, Jim Smith of Nina, by Andrea Simmons of Sherwood, and further survived by Lisa Schiedemeyer of Oshkosh. Survived also by 17 grandchildren, by 10 great-grandchildren, and by two sisters, Marie Ball of Park Falls, and by Joan Anderson of Phillips. Further survived by his sister-in-law, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m., Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas A. Smith, age 84, of Park Falls. Barbara Ann Mess, 71, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, October 15th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Jessie Demon, of Phillips, further survived by her grandchildren, and by her siblings, Jeanette Lickness, of Spring Valley, by Alan Frazel of Amory, and by Lauren Frazel of New Richmond. Also survived by Jesse's brother of Phillips, and by many nieces, nephews, friends, and her beloved furry companion, Ellie. There will be a celebration of life on Saturday, November 2nd, starting at noon at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara Ann Mess, 71, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dane, Torian, GT, all night they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And volleyball front and center tomorrow night as regional finals will happen all across the state of Wisconsin. Locally, Mercer and Mellon will play in Mercer for a regional championship after Mellon knocked out Butternut last night. Winter and Prentice also both advance on, and they will meet for the regional championship in Prentice tomorrow. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles knocked off by Wabino Leona last night. Number 1 seed Wabino Leona now will play host to Rib Lake. Rib Lake, the 4 seed at home, beating Abbotsford last night. And the Phillips Loggers, the 2 seed, will play host to Edgar tomorrow night. Phillips beating Krivitz last night. You'll hear the Phillips and Edgar game tomorrow night, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start time regional championship right here on 98Q Country.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and seasonal today, with a breezy northwest wind keeping our highs to the low 50s today and tomorrow. Wind switched out of the south on Sunday, warming us up to the upper 50s and into the mid-60s on Monday. But temps really crank up on Tuesday into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
And we're still here, the Catkins Day of Giving and the Week of Giving wrapping up here. Joel back in here. We've got a little pizza. We're getting our second wind here and ready to hit it this afternoon. And our listeners have just been absolutely amazing, Tanya, as we are over $4,000 already.
Wow.
We're almost halfway to our goal here, so we're
we're doing good. Our goal is to get to 5,000 by 1 o'clock and see if we can't push this thing to 10 grand. Are we ready to do this, Gray?
I think so.
Yeah?
Depends what this is. I've got coffee in hand, though, but I'm ready.
Yeah, I may need some coffee this afternoon, too. We'll see. We're at $4,250. Thank you to Colin and Jill Hoagland for their $100 donation to Katkins. Quilt as Desired, a $250 donation. George Feltnoski with $100. The Thunderhead Lodge with $100 donation. All cash pledges. And thanks to Verna for her $50 donation. Nemuth Implement, Ron and the folks down there, $150. Deb and Mark Thomas with $100. Anne Marie with $20. American Family Insurance, Connie Scott with $250. Jack and Carol Cook, nice $100 pledge. Ross's Sport Shop, $100. And R&T Windows, Rich Petre with $100. So we thank you all and everybody who's bidding. We're going to be closing out a few more items here in a little bit, but Gray, the bidding's still going pretty good on those, looks like.
It is. Brianna has been going absolutely all over the place on this bid update sheet and keeping it updated for us. I'm realizing now that we've used two different shades of red for closeouts, so I'm going to have to fix that or go insane, one of the two. But no, there's a lot of items receiving bids at all times. My motto of the day is check your quilts. If you bid on a quilt this morning and it's been more than a half hour, check on that bid. It's probably been outdone by now. Those quilts, very popular items, but still some underbid items too, Joel. There's that wildlife print is still sitting there at $35. Check out the picture of that, 98qcountry.com. Click on Katkins fundraiser, and I can't believe it'll be at $35 when we close it out. So take the opportunity now. Maybe you can get a sneaky lower bid in on that one.
All right, I think what we're going to do is items, we're going to leave the quilts, let those ride a little bit, but items 4 through 12, and Gray can highlight those, whatever color he sees fit at the time. And we're going to close those out at 1 o'clock. So items 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You got till 1 o'clock to up the bid on those. And we'll wind those down. We'll let the quilts ride here.
Bright yellow.
Yeah. And Tanya, we've got some more of our volunteers going to be coming in, I think, this afternoon, right?
We do, yeah. We have the Price County Humane Officer coming in a few minutes, and she's going to talk a little bit about how she works with Katkins Animal Rescue and how she helps the community.
All right.
And a few others throughout the rest of our 6 hours here, a little less than 6 hours.
Yeah.
Five and a half.
Wow.
So we just want to, on behalf of Katkins, thank everybody who's pledged and donated and bid on items today. So far, we are blown away by your generous support, and we know that it's not an easy time for everybody with the price of groceries and everything else, and it's not easy for us to ask for money, but we certainly do value your support very, very much. So thank you, everybody, for what you're doing for us.
I guess the ideal situation would be is that the facility that you have is serving what we need, that the number of animals have already found their houses and we're not overwhelmed, but that's not reality right now. You guys are overwhelmed with a lot of cats, a lot of cats out there.
Yeah, and actually we've been pretty overwhelmed ever since post-COVID. You know, that started the snowball for rescues across the nation. It used to be a southern problem. Now it's an everybody's problem. And by problem, I mean animals inundating shelters, and it's not ending. And it's too big for everybody's britches. They're not set up for it with staff or room. So it's not just a cat thing, but it is for our community. This is something that we can solve together and we can make it better. And I'm grateful that we have a community that sees that need. And so it's going to happen, and we're going to make it happen, and with the help of everybody else, and solve the problem.
All right. You just posted a video of all the stuff we have here that's on the auction block, and people can go to what, Katkins Animal Rescue Facebook page?
Yep, go to our Facebook page. I kind of just highlighted as much as I could, and just to show everybody that everything looks really good, much better in person than it does in a picture. And some of these items have a really high value and low bids right now, so definitely get your bids in. Don't wait, because some of the items are being closed out on, and I don't want you to miss out on that opportunity.
Yeah.
So definitely bid now if you can.
And Gray's editing his video from his visit out to Katkins. wins, and that'll be posted here in a little bit, right?
Yeah, that'll be posted probably within the next couple hours here.
All right.
Looking, I just turned those things yellow. I've got $5 closing out for Rail Trail Cafe's $20 certificate. I've got another $20 at $10. I've got a $25 at $15. Look at those yellow items before we close them out here at 1. Some fantastic value still to grab for now.
Items 4 through 12. Any questions, give us a call at 762-3221. Thanks to everyone who has pledged a cash donation. If you're not into the bidding stuff, just give us a call. We'll take your pledge. You can make good on it next week or stop into the radio station. Even better yet, we love people walking in and I see a check in their hand. It's a wonderful thing. 715-762-3221. And I'm happy to see you too, whoever it is that walked in. But the check is what I see first. So if you want to make, if you're able financially to help out, know, Tanya, that this is a place where It affects our lives here locally. All of it stays right here, right?
All of it stays here. And all of our animals for the last 2 years have been all Price County animals. We do not take Southern transports at this time. We do help neighboring counties if we're able to, but we haven't been able to because every kennel is full of a Price County animal.
All right, 762-3221 or 98qcountry.com. Catkins, it is the day of giving. 98Q.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink.
Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled five more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. And Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted five. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it and give myself five more minutes. My helmet in, walk to the 50-yard line. Just the coach and me after we lost 8-10-9. And I cried, man, next time to get in here, I'll have to buy a ticket. Can't you give me five more minutes? Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff. Grandpa said there's angels in the room. All the family gathered round, knew the time was coming soon. With so much left to say, I prayed, Lord, I ain't finished. Just give us five more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff. Just keep on flying right on by like it ain't nothing. I wish I had me a pause button. Moments like those, Lord knows I'd hit it. Yeah, sometimes this old life will leave you wishing that you had five more minutes.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight.
living life like a Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. I couldn't make a million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road.
AQ Country, our day of giving, wrapping up our week of giving here at 98Q. We gave Mike McKay the day off, and Gray will be back in here bopping in throughout the day. We're here till 6 o'clock. Our goal is to raise $10,000 by 6 o'clock. We're just a little bit behind schedule for that, but we're close. If we can get to $5,000 by 1 o'clock, we'll be in good shape. So we got about 15 minutes. For those of you who may be thinking about making a pledge, nice tax-deductible cash donation, Jack and Lori Britz over at Jackson and Louie's Sweet Shop, thank you for your $100 donation. Quilt as Desired, Colin and Jill, the Hoaglands, thank you, Coach. And Jill, we thank you, George Faltanowski, for your donation, the Thunderhead Lodge and others that we will be mentioning shortly. $4,454 is where we're at. On our way to $10,000, hopefully we can get there. We have a couple special guests. Well, Tanya's not, you're not a special guest anymore because you've been in here. You've been in here since 6 o'clock this morning. But we have a person here, Tanya, that I'm sure you work with very closely and is an integral part of our treating our pets with dignity here in Price County. We have our humane officer, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we have, that is Mindy. Mindy, how you doing?
Good.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. So as the humane officer for Price County, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, kind of your job with that title.
There's two aspects to my job. The first one is animal control, which we work really closely on with the stray animals and picking the animals up that people find. And then the other aspect is the humane officer portion, which includes me investigating humane issues as a deputy sheriff.
Okay.
Any animal abuse and neglect, things like that.
Okay. And then obviously when there's an animal found or something like that, you work closely with people, including Tanya, I'm sure, at Catkins, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so how much time-consuming is this? Are you? I'm imagining some cartoon where you're chasing cats and dogs around all day long. Hopefully it's not that much. But talk about the time level involved with this.
It's ever time-consuming. I spend every day doing some aspect of, I think I'm probably up at Catkins at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more, depending, because we serve all of Price County. So Catkins is in Park Falls. But southern Price County, like Spirit and stuff, is an hour away.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we don't really think about that when you think of Price County. We think, oh, our little Price County. But when you say, Tanya, you serve all of Price County, that covers a pretty good chunk of north-south land. Yeah.
All the way south. And actually, I would say a majority of our animals come from southern Price County. And so if Mindy, Officer Dabler, gets a call, then she usually gives me a call and gives me a heads up that we may have an animal coming in. And we work together to make sure we have room and space and evaluate the animal and its health and its needs. And she'll sometimes take half a day to go down and pick up animals and help people out and bring them back to Catkins.
And like Tanya has mentioned before, I'm sure you have training and communicate with other counties too. This isn't just us, is it?
No.
I'm sure the humane officers in other counties are going through the same thing, right?
Yes, everybody is having trouble with the amount of animals that need help.
Is it more cats than dogs, or is it a little bit of both?
Personally, I feel like I deal with a lot more cats than dogs, but there are a lot of, everything is just overwhelming. There's a lot of animals that need help.
What's the most unique animal you run across? Don't say alligator, because I'll move somewhere.
Well, there are snakes and stuff in the...
And stuff?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what's the and stuff part?
There's a lot of reptiles and stuff around in different places, which I don't normally deal with. But we had... What did I take?
Yeah, so... what people don't realize is that Officer Dabler doesn't just deal with cats and dogs. She deals with a lot of farm animals.
Okay.
And Catkins does have a policy where we help Officer Dabler rehome those animals. So she brought us, last year she brought us, well, no, it was this year, she brought us a sheep and... six ducks and three guinea hens, and
I brought in a guinea pig too.
And a guinea pig. Well, yeah, the guinea pigs.
And you answer the door, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
that's
great. And actually, I adopted that sheep from my farm. And what was the other animal? There was another animal with them. But then we also have had several neglect cases we've worked with Officer Dabler with, and also we have had some feral dogs that needed a lot of work, and we worked directly with her to build an outdoor habitat for them and then give them some rehabilitation that took several months. So they were with Catkins for several months, and then we rehomed them, and she did a great job of helping out that situation.
How much is the neglect of an animal part of your job? Or is it more of a recovery of a lost or a stray or something like that?
Well, I depend a lot of times on people who witness things reporting them. People, maybe anonymous tips with the NICSL tip line, or other officers maybe who are in residences that have questions and they want me to go have a look. And then I try to work with people, if there's something that's needed, if they can't, provide something. We work together a lot trying to find what these people need, and if we can help them, we will.
Right, because your number one goal, like you said, Tanya, is not to just say, okay, we'll take them. It's just like, can we rectify the situation that's going on wherever the animal is, right?
Absolutely, and sometimes they just need a bag of food, and Officer Dabler is often willing to run that bag of food to them. Sometimes they just need an enclosure for their pet so they're not running. Officer Dabler might get a lot of phone calls on that one dog running constantly, and they want to keep the dog, but they don't have the means to set something up so the dog is contained. So we'll help out in that way, and we do try to solve the issue before taking an animal or having it surrendered.
All right, more with Officer Dabler, our humane officer for Price County, in just a moment here. We got about 6 minutes to get to $5,000 here, and we got $546 to get to. So if you've been thinking about making a pledge, why not be the person to push us to our goal of $5,000 by 1 o'clock, 715-762-3221. Make a pledge. You can make go down at any time in the next week. That's fine. And we'll talk with more with Officer Dabler here in just a moment.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy chromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
You go into your shower feeling, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
Join Heckman Auction for an extraordinary in-person estate sale at a beautifully restored Victorian home in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. After 3 decades of restoring and furnishing, Pam and Marty are selling their home and everything in it. Fine furniture, antiques, decor, power tools, and more. The sale is on Friday, October 25th from 9 to 5, and Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 3 at 548 North Lake Avenue. Saturday features 50% off all items. Visit Tamarack Shack Antiques on Facebook for details and photos.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Pony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Pony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
The only way I see a better future is to vote, and to vote for Democrats. I'm angry that every joy, like going to parades, to concerts, to clubs, has been taken from our generation. The Republican Party sends thoughts and prayers, while Democrats pass real laws, like the first gun safety law in 30 years, and expanded mental health coverage. So vote for Democrats. They're voting for a better future for us.
Paid for by the Price County Democratic Party.
All right, you have 2 minutes to get the bids in for the 1 o'clock deadline items. So items 4 through 12, if you are bidding on those, the LaBrie items, the Salon Savvy Biolage items, and what else here? Another $25 to Salon Savvy, the Quick Trip $25 card, the Rail Trail Cafe certificates, and the Village Pit Stop and the Ridge Runner certificate. Get your bids in because they will close out here in a couple of minutes. We have Officer Dabler with us. She is the Humane Officer for Price County, and Tanya with us from the Catkins Shelter. And this is, have you seen your job? Does it continue to grow? Have we leveled off here as far as number of cats and dogs, or is it still on the increase issues we're dealing with here?
I feel like since I've started, which was in January of 2023, it's been pretty steadily getting bigger, a bigger and bigger thing.
Oh, yeah?
With more animals, and I'm dealing with a lot more animals than I ever expected.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Well, that's not good news, I guess. And the reason for that is, I don't know. Is there a reason for it, or was trying to figure it out?
I think a lot of it, post-COVID with everybody adopting a pet and right. then returning their pet when they went back to work. Also, the price of everything, and vetting prices have gone up significantly.